Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry.
Bad news. My best friend Em is moving to Southend. I'm going to miss her so much. Chemistry showed up, but I wasn't in the mood.
Hiya! Hey, why are you so sad?
Look, it's nice to see you, but I'm not sure a chemistry superhero alter ego is going to cheer me up today. Oh, my best friend's moving. I just wish things could stay the same.
Where's the fun in things staying the same? Who's that kid in your class? You know, the boy with the orange glasses.
Super cool Luke, the scooter dude.
Yes, him. He changes his haircut every term, doesn't he?
Isn't it kind of cool to see what's going to come next? Well, yes.
And when you get down to it in chemistry, you'll see that most things change one way or another. Come on, I'll show you. It might cheer you up.
Well, it can't make me feel any worse. Come on then.
So everything in the universe is in one of four different states of matter: solid, liquid, gas, and plasma. But just because they start in a certain state doesn't mean they'll stay in it. Watch out! There's some plasma. Duck! Phew! You get a lot of plasma in space, but you'll probably know the other three states of matter better. Let's start with a solid. An ice cube, in fact.
An ice cube? And you said these changes were exciting.
The state of matter affects substances in amazing ways, like how dense it is, how well it flows, how bendy it is, conductivity, in fact, all sorts. Anyway, I'll show you what I mean. Here we are. We're on the ice cube's surface. It's solid, right? Can you remember the atoms we saw the other day?
Yeah, they were well cute. Like little planets with the electrons going round like moons.
Well, let's see what they're up to in here.
Oh, it's pretty quiet and still in here, and it's crowded too with all these molecules joined together. I'm actually getting a bit squashed.
As you can see in solids, the atoms are really packed together. This packing or cohesion is made by special bonds, and it means that they can be pushed about without changing shape.
That's very nice, but I really am squashed in here. So are all solids so stiff?
It depends how the atoms are joined up. If they're in stretchy string, like in elastic bands, then they'll be a bit more bendy, while atoms in things like metals and diamonds are meshed together more tightly, so they're much stronger and don't bend much at all. Fancy a change? Let's heat things up.
Oh, that's a bit better. The molecules are moving a little bit more. They aren't packed together so much, and there's a bit more room. Phew.
The solid ice cube is changing to a liquid. Any idea which liquid?
Water, obviously. I do know some things.
Just testing. When you add energy to a solid, like when it's heated up enough, it turns into a liquid. As a liquid, molecules are attracted to other molecules just enough to keep them in contact, but not enough to make them fixed in a shape. The molecules can continually move, which means that liquids can flow smoothly, which helps when you want to pour them into a glass.
Yeah, when you put solid ice in a glass, it sort of stacks up, doesn't it? But water fills it up and takes on the shape of the glass. Whee-hee! I like liquids. I'm going to slide down between the gaps in the molecules.
There's one last change to show you. For that, we have to add even more energy. And that means turning the temperature up or the pressure down. And you might want to put this crash helmet on. Pressure keeps things under control. And the less there is, well, you'll see.
Crash helmet? Okay, nice helmet, cool stars. But why do I need a crash helmet? Ow, what's that? The atoms are going crazy.
This is a gas. And water as a gas is called water vapour. Although you probably think of it as steam.
Ow!
You've got it! You wouldn't be able to see water vapour, but steam contains water droplets too, which is how you can see it when it's coming out of a kettle. In a gas, the chemical bonds are not strong enough to hold atoms or molecules together. So the molecules fly about colliding every now and then. That's why we need the crash helmets. Gases aren't as dense as liquids, although they've got something in common, as they tend to fill up the containers they're in, a bit like air does in a balloon.
Ouch! Okay, I think I get it.
And there's one more state that we haven't explored, and that's plasma.
like in lightning. I don't think I want to get too close to that.
Yeah, plasma tends to be a bit like a hot soup of electrons flying around even faster. So I think we'll head back to your bedroom, where it's a bit safer.
Aw, and that's Dad. I've got to go. Well, I can see that things changing can be exciting, even if it is just an ice cube to start with.
And maybe your friend moving away will mean some cool changes for you. You never know. She might invite you to a beach party or something.
That would be good. Bye for now, Chemistry.
Karina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more at funkidslive.com.